वनचारी राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारे गिरिवर धारे यशोद नंदन व्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावनचारी हे राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जीव विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिवृजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर सदस्य श्रीमद्श्रृंगेशी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामीश्वर प्रभुपाद की जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिवृजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर सदस्वी श्रीमद्ंग्रे शील भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर श्री प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवतम की ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी ओम अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः नमः ॐ विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे Hare Krishna. So today we'll be just discussing, or maybe you can say the introduction to the Ramayana, because from tomorrow onwards the Navaratri of for the advent of the Lord Ram we are going to celebrate. So there will be various speakers are scheduled to speak on various khandas of Ramayana in detail. So I will be just speaking as an introductory concepts, what is in the Ramayana, why we should study Ramayana, what is the importance of Ramayana, what we can learn from Ramayana, We will just see all those things. So even I am not a subject scholar of Ramayana. So I am trying to speak whatever I heard and I could read from different books about Ramayana. So kindly bear with me. Means if I am speaking something which you feel, you know, till a high or means beyond the scope of the audience. Mostly means what I felt it is easy for us to understand, but still a disclaimer that it is not that I am realized what I am going to speak. I am repeating whatever I read through the books. Okay. Hare Krishna. So it's always a question, you know, when we are studying in the spiritual subjects that, you know, why should we study itihasas? Means in the spiritual circles, people are more focused on studying Vedas, Vedic scriptures. Vedic scriptures mainly they focuses on the four primary Vedas. And especially the Vedantic tradition people, they are more focusing on Upanishadic aspect of the Vedas, you know, all the Upanishad and studying that. And then Vedanta Sutra. So these are the topics generally people study. So then the question comes, why, you know, especially for Gaudiya Vaishnavas, the topmost literature for us is Bhagavata Purana, Srimad Bhagavata Purana. So the question comes, why we accept Puranas or Itihasas, you know, what is the relevance? Means, so in its Tattva Sundarbha, Jiva Goswami explains actually. You know, Pramana Khanda, he explains that he says that there is two type of Sanskrit language. One is Vaidic, means which is actually the hardcore Vedic scriptures as written, and then is Laukik Sanskrit. So Vaidic Sanskrit, you know, means many of you are doing pujas and yagyas, you know, that you know, even Purusha Sukta. We do recitation of the Purusha Sukta for doing the yagya and all those things. So it's a very rigid language, Vaidic language, Vaidic Sanskrit means. You know, with every pronunciation, you know, the way you pronounce, like last time we have discussed, you know, there is three levels, like, you know, Dirgha, Hrusva, and then little more extended way of pronunciations. The meaning totally changes, and the intent also changes, everything. So you may desire for something, and you may land up in something else. So that was where we went in, where we discussed many times when the Vritrasura pastime we have discussed, Trashta. Just made the intonation little difference, the result reversed. So that is Vaidic Sanskrit means. And the order is also very rigid means. They don't allow to change anything from here to there, then the potency or the purpose is gone there. Whereas Laukik Sanskrit means that it is just a way of a normal conversation or a simple language where the pronunciation is not of much matter means. You know, and even the words, even if you reorder the words, also the meaning doesn't change much. That. So Jiva Goswami says that in the Kali Yuga, because of the conditions of the living souls, means Manda Sumanda Madhya Manda Bhakya Ahya Badrita, means people don't have capacity to hold on. See, he told the first of all, according to, I think, Matsya Purana or Kurma Purana, he says that so many number of Vedic literature should be available, you know, which is all originally existing, but right now, even only, I think, around 25% of that is available, like Upanishad, you know, Brahmana, Aranyaka, whatever you say that, many Samhitas, many of them are missing. So first of all, that the entire text is not available to study. Even if it is available, it's very difficult to comprehend because of the language, the toughness of the language, and then the interpretations. because the rigidity of it, you can interpret, depending on the interpreter, it can vary the meanings. So we have seen Vedanta Sutra, all the Acharyas has given the Bhashya. Shankaracharya has given his Bhashya, you know, Sharirika Bhashya, saying everything is one. Sri Bhashya by Ramanujacharya, the text is same. Then Madhavacharya written, then our Baldev Vidyabhushan written Govinda Bhashya, highlighting various prominency is given to various aspects of that text. So it becomes very difficult to extract what exactly the message is conveying. It's completely depends on the interpreter. But whereas the Itihasas and Puranas is pretty in a simple language it is written, so that there is no scope for much of interpretation or speculation over there. So that's why the importance of Purana and Itihasas comes in our, basically in the Kali Yuga. So Jiva Goswami that explains. That's why we need to focus, for the Kali Yuga people to understand Vedas, you need to study Puranas and Itihasas. So he says, it is not that Puranas, Itihasas, as the name says, Purana means some old stories, or Itihasa means Itihasa, means thus it happened. They are saying something, old stories or anything. It says that Prayana Pura Bhagartho Dharma Shastrana Khayate Itihasa Purana Pyam Vedant Artha Prakashyate. Itihasa Purana Pyam Vedant Artha Prakashyate. Itihasa and Puranas, they are also enlightening. Prakashyate means illuminating Vedanta Artha. It is not that, you know, it is a story. Somebody just concocted some stories and just putting it over there. So, it has a purpose. And also, Bhagavadam, that it is the Panchama Veda means. While Valmiki's section comes, there he says that it is the fifth Veda, Puranas and the Itihasas put together. So that gives the context in which we should, while studying the Ramayana, you know, for the next 9 days, we can focus on that. No, it is very important. It is also actually giving us the conclusions of the Vedanta Sutra. Like for us, Srimad Bhagavatam is the natural commentary of Vedanta Sutra. So it is said that Prada Dyuda Prasangena Madhyana Stri Prasangataha Ratro Chora Prasangataha Kalo Gachati Dhimata means, maybe some of you may be familiar with this verse, right? It is not attributed to anyone specific, but it is in a traditional verse. So literally meaning may be a little confusing, you know, Prada Dyuda Prasangena. In the morning discuss with Dyuda. Dyuda means gambling. So it is said that in the morning you should discuss about gambling. That is maybe still acceptable. Then he says, Madhyane Stri Prasangada. Discuss about, you know, Stri. Yes. And Ratro Chora Prasangena. Means in the night, you should discuss about the thieves. And Kalo Gachati Dhimata. Kalo Gachati. This is how intelligent people spend time. You know. So the meaning is actually Prata Dyuta Prasankena. Dyuta means here expressing Mahabharata. Yeah. Mahabharata. So in the morning time means Kala Gachadi Dhimadam. The intelligent people spend their time discussing Mahabharata in the morning. Prata Dyuta Prasangena. Some people say Duta also. Duta means even Krishna gone as a messenger. So that also means, in any way, it refers to Mahabharata. And Stri Prasangena, Madhyana Stri Prasangena means, so after your morning duties are been done and, you know, generally people take a bath in the afternoon, do their Gayatri and everything. And Stri Prasangena. What is Stri Prasangena? Why it is Stri Prasangena? Why it is not Rama Prasangena, Purusha Prasangena? So Valmiki Muni gives, you know, explanation to that. So generally, even I was, you know, under the impression that generally we say Ramayana means the story of Ram. So he says in the fourth chapter of the Balakanda, first kanda, fourth chapter, he says that Kavyam Ramayanam Krishnam Sitayas Charitam Mahat Paulastya Vadhanam. He says Kavyam Ramayanam, this Mahakavya Ramayanam Krishnam Sitayas Charitam. It is comprehensively explaining Sita's Charitam. So he is very clear. Means I am explaining Sita's story. And that's why even Rama was sitting and hearing when Lavakusha was explaining it. Otherwise, why should he hear his story itself? The whole context is Valmiki is explaining Sita's Charita. The story of Sita Devi. So that's why it is Stri Prasangena. And Ratro Chora Prasangena. So everybody knows who is the Chora means. Praje Prasittam Navani the Chora. Chauragraganyam Purishandamavi means. So in the night, we should discuss Srimad Bhagavatam. So this is a traditional verse which says that how Kalo Gachati Dhimadam. So intelligent people spend their time discussing these three topics. That's how they spend throughout the day. maybe Dyuta, at least Mahabharata, during the day we have fight. Ramayana also fight, so many of our conversation also we are doing something similar to that. So this is the context we are now going to discuss the importance of that. As I mentioned, Jiva Goswami explains that. So Itihasa Purana, it is not different from the Vedic scriptures except for the language that what they uses. You know? So otherwise, the message, like Valmiki, this is a Kavya. Generally, in a spiritual things, the Kavya and other things are not supposed to discuss. Means, it's just a poetry and everything is for materialistic people. But he uses that Kavya to glorify the Lord, means. It's said that, Kalidasa, the great poet of, he only accepts one as Kavi. Is Valmiki, Adi Kavi. He says he is the only person who nicely put the poetry in the best form. That is Kavya, Mahakavyam. Ramayana is known as Mahakavyam. In that. And it is another verse says that Vede Ramayane Chaiva Purane Bharate Tatha Adya Ante Chamathya Cha Hari Sarvatra Giyate. Means in Vedic literatures, Vede Ramayane Chaiva, in Ramayana and Purane Bharate, Purana and Bharata. So Vedas, Ramayana, Purana and Bharata. What does it say? Ado Ante Chamathya. Means the beginning, the end and the in-between. Only one thing. Hari Sarvatra Giyate. Is only the glorification of the Lord Hari. Is there. So, the context in which Ramayana start is that Lord was reclining on his Sheshanaga and Lakshmi Devi is massaging his feet, serving his feet. So he was thinking that there are two type of devotees are always serving my lotus feet. One is eternally liberated souls, and then liberated souls who were previously conditioned. But by the nature of the Lord, he is very compassionate. He was always thinking, how can the other people, those who are in the material world suffering, they are trying to enjoy this material world, how can I bring them back? Because for the last dissolution, that pralaya, they were still absorbed in their material enjoyment, so they are still in their prasupti or in deep sleep. So out of the compassion for this material, so only way this the conditioned souls or the jiva, bhatta jiva, can come back to its normal position of serving the lotus feet of the Lord, they need to have these material senses or the body. Without that, they cannot perform any activities and come back So out of compassion, the Lord create Mahatattva and give the body so that that body can be used to come out of our entanglement of this material world. It gives the example that, you know, somebody is drowning in a river. So somebody gives him a boat, come to the shore. But what does he do? He takes the boat and then straight goes into the ocean. He's becoming worsening his conditions. So that is the condition of our present life. Means we are got this material, means this body, human body, which we can actually utilize in the service of the Lord. Just before the class, Ganganaran Prabhu was here. We are sitting. We are just discussing about the birds. Now, Ramayana also started by Valmiki Muni was seeing Krauncha birds, and one was shot. So we see every day that, you know, these birds are bringing lot of grasses to make the hut. Means we don't know how much they need. So Ganganaran was making comment, "Kitna gas leke aate?" So well, somebody higher than us, they are also thinking, "Kitna building banayenge tum log?" Kitna facilities create karenge? No? Only the bodies are different. So it makes it very clear that, you know, the whole day they are spending their time in only this ahara nidra bhayam idunam. So we are also doing in somewhat similar if we are not very clear about the spiritual goals and process of devotion service. So otherwise we also getting that body and straight away going into the ocean. And ocean is very difficult again. So the Lord was and thinking about how to deliver the people. So then in the earth, in the Bhuloka, Ravana was also doing his leela. His atrocities were at the peak. So the devas and everybody approached Brahmaji. So then everyone, as usual, Brahma and Shiva and everybody approached Lord Vishnu. "We need your help. You know, we are highly tormented by the atrocities of Ravana." Then Lord says, "Yes, I will do something. I will come as son of Dasharath Rama." So that's how Rama, Lord Vishnu came as Rama. So then think the leela's happening. So Brahmaji was thinking that, you know, how can this conditioned souls understand what is their actual purpose of this getting this human form of life. And the Lord is personally showing so many things. He is exemplifying the Vedic. He is the maker of the rules, and he is also following the rules and showing by his own behavior. Now, by nature, humans are very less intelligent, so better I start write it or compile it. So Valmiki composed the original Ramayana, and he says that it has almost 1 billion verses. 1 billion means 100 crores, Shatak Kodi verses. So it is like our book distribution only, means it's not a book distribution started now. So it is parampara only. So Brahmaji wrote Ramayana, then he was looking, how do I disseminate it? Then that time our Narada Muni comes, and then he teaches Narada Muni the entire thing and tells, "Okay, you can go to, now there is a retail distributor, Valmiki, and his ashram." So Valmiki also was meditating on, he is a great sage, you know, performing austerities and everything, and continuously serving the devotional service of the Lord. So he also had a lot of question in his mind. He was also in a meditation. That is the time Narada Muni comes directly from the Satyaloka. So the purpose was the Ramayana can be written for the benefit of the human beings in the world. So Ramayana, so the first, so again, just like Srimad Bhagavatam, the personalities are same. Brahma, Narada, here also is Brahma, Narada. There it was Vyasadeva in Bhagavatam, here the Valmiki. So Narada comes to instruct Valmiki Muni. So Valmiki Muni welcomes Narada Muni That is the beginning verse of the very first verse of Ramayana. He says, Tapasvathyaya Niratam Tapasvi Vagvidam Varam Narada Paripa Pracha Valmiki Munipungavam. You know, like we say, then Tatviti Pranipadena Pariprasnena Sevaya Upateshendite Jnanam Jnanina Tatva Darshina means. You know, Valmiki Muni is showing here even how to approach a spiritual master and ask questions. Paripa Pracha means he was asking very humbly. He was not challenging. Oh, you have come. Let's discuss. We have some questions for you. So he uses three adjectives to glorify Narada Muni. Tapasvathyaya Niradam. Niradam means always. Tapasvathyaya. Tapa means austerities, you can say that. And tapa is also another meaning is absolute truth, means the Lord. So tapasvathyaya Niradam means he is always engrossed in study of the Vedic literature which is related to absolute truths, not about karma kanda, jnana kanda and other aspect of it. He is always, means basically he is always thinking and meditating upon the Lord. Tapasvathyaya Niratam. Then, Vagvidam Varam. Vagvidam Varam means, Vag means also Vedas. Vagvidam means one who knows. Varam means Srishta. So, the one who knows the Vedas completely or we can say that the best amongst who knows the Vedas. Vagvidam Varam. Then the third adjective is Muni Pungava. Pungava means Sreshta. Also bull. Pungava means bull also is there. Means the bull among. So this is the one of the point of conflicts they discuss that how the Western scholars, when they translate, how they miss the cultural context that some of them, when they translated this Munipunga and the Bull Among the Sages. So it's literally it is correct, but contextually it is not the correct usage of the word Pungava means Munipungava. So Munipungava means the best among the sages. So tapasvathyaya niridam tapasvi vagvidam varam naradam paripa pracha valmiki munipungavam. Lot of Ramayana commentaries are available from the Sri Vaishnava system, Sampradaya. So we are also, I'm speaking from some of the commentaries from that only. So he says that, one of the Acharya says that it's also glorifying Narada Muni that he also undergone the process of proper Vedic studies. Proper Vedic studies is Sravana, Manana and Nidhi Dhyasana. So Tapasvathyaya Niridam is relating to Sravana. Means he has heard it properly. Then Vagvidam Varam, the best among the person who knows Vedas means he is comprehended also nicely. Mananam is happening. And Munipunkava. Munipunkava means the best among the sages. So the best among the sages means he has realized it also. So these are the glories of Narada. So also says Narada means, Da means Dadadi. Naram Dadadi iti Narada means the one who gives the knowledge is Narada. He is very compassionate. Everywhere he goes, irrespective of the response of the people, he is ready to give. Like in the Bhagavatam, we can see so many stories like Dhruva Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj. You take any great devotees of the Lord, there is a connection with Narada Muni. Then, Valmiki Muni asks, he comes to the point, means. So next four shlokas, he has questions. So he's basically asked 16 points. 16 points of 16 questions, or you can say that 16 characteristics. He's asking that Kona Asmin Sampratam Loke Gunavan Ka Chavirevan means. So it is very, in the very second verse itself is very clear that they are not discussing something story. You know, Valmiki is not writing something concocted out of his mind. So the question is very clear. Kono asmin sampratam loke. Sampratam means right now, at present. Loke, not in somewhere else, some other planetary system. In this present world, kono asmin, is there any personality? Then he asks about 16 characteristics of that personality. I would like to know. So, kono asmin sampratam loke gunavan kacha viryavan dharmakscha kritaknyascha satya vakhyo dridavritaha charitrena jako yukta sarva bhudeshuko hita vidvan ko samartascha kascha yeka priyadarshana atmavan ko jitakrodho dhidiman ka anusuyaka kasya bibhe devascha jada roshaya samyuge. So he is asking 16 qualities he is mentioning, that is there any personality having these 16 qualities? So Gunavan, the first one is Gunavan, who is having all auspicious qualities. Then Viryavan, powerful. Then Dharmakshcha, who is the knower of the Vedic Dharma? Is there any person like that? And Kritaknyast, filled with gratitude. Kritam kritopakaram iti kritaknyata means. Krita means somebody who remembers whatever is done to us means. That is kritaknyascha. Satya vakyo, and a truthful person. Dridavrata, firm in his vows. And charitrena, follow Vedic customs properly. And sarva bhudeshuko hita, who benefits all creatures. Is there someone who benefits all the creatures? Vidwan, who is very learned. Samarthascha, who can execute anything, means very expert. Priyadarshana, who is exclusively pleasing to look at it, means Priyadarshana. Atmavan, very self-controlled. Jitakrodha, who is controlled his anger. Dutiman, who is very splendorous. Anasuyaka, who is non-envious. Bhibhyati devascha, jada roshaya. Means whenever there is, that person's anger is erased, even devas get feared. It's very difficult to find such a 16 qualities. It's not a small qualities, it's a big qualities, very high order qualities he's asking. So somebody may ask, from where does... So of course, the Ramayana is about Lord Rama only. It's not that Valmiki is not aware of Ram, because... So now the context is, Ramayana, that Vanavas is already happening. So in that time, Valmiki, the Rama, Ram, Sita, Lakshman, they already visited Valmiki's ashrama. So he knows that. He's actually in the kingdom of Ayodhya only. It's ashrama. So he's aware who is Rama. So Tacharya says that these are the qualities expressed for or attributed to the absolute truth in the various Upanishadic verses. So these qualities are only attributable to the Lord. So as a sage, as a tapasvi, so in the first words, tapasvi is Valmiki. Tapasvi Valmiki. So he is trying to understand, or to confirm, that is there only one supreme personality which is described in various Upanishads? Is he Lord Vishnu, or any other worshipable personalities mentioned like Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, or anyone else? Because the Upanishad spread across all the Upanishads, these qualities are mentioned here and there, attributing to the Lord. So he is compiling all those things and just putting it to Narada Muni. Okay. And in response to this, Narada Muni from text number 7 to 18. So, Shishya Jaisa Pushta Hai, Aisa Guru Bhi Answer De Dete. Oh, 16 qualities Bola. Means he spoke about 16 qualities. In response, Narada Muni start with saying, yes, there is a person. And he is known as Rama of Ikshaku Vamsa, who is taken birth in the Ikshaku Vamsa and he is known as Rama Jana. And his name is Lord Rama. So his name is Rama. And then he spokes around 73 qualities. He has this qualities, 73 means very. And he starts with Ikshaku Vamsa Prabho Ramo Nama Janai Srutha. Means from here he starts. I think 73 qualities if we discuss it. It's nice to recite, you know, it's like Niyatatma Mahaviro Dhitiman Dhritiman Vasi Buddhiman Nitiman Vakmi Sri. Means nice composition, means we, whenever we get time we can read that. So he expresses that 73, almost 73, means maybe one or two here and there is possible. So 73 qualities of Lord Ram, very beautiful qualities, he expresses that. And then as then in the first, so the beauty of Ramayana is that in the very first chapter itself, the entire Ramayana has been spoken. So Narada Muni gives an executive summary. So he got 1 billion verses, and from there he just brought it to around 70, 80 verses and told everything to Valmiki. So in the first chapter of Valmiki Ramayana, Balaganda, first Sarga, is the executive summary of Ramayana. So then Narada Muni gives the entire details of Ramayana to Valmiki Muni. And then he leaves. And then, just like again, if you compare the parallels, Vyasadeva, he was also had questions. And then Narada Muni instructs and he leaves. Then what does Vyasadeva does? He also meditates. So Valmiki also just take bath and then sit for meditation. And then in the while he's going for taking bath, there this incident happens. That crowns of birds and the hunter shoot and one of them dies. Then he spontaneously, one sloga comes, Mani Shada, like that. Huh? Yeah. So that sloga comes. So then he realized, what did I spoke means? You know, the sloga, very nice poetry came out of his mouth. So then Brahmaji comes and tells him that, yes, you know, it is not accidental, it is, you know, it's providential that now the entire, you meditate, you will, you know, by the power of the blessings of the Lord, you will be able to see the full details, what Narada Muni didn't told, the details. All the fill in the blanks will be given, you just meditate, you will get everything. Then he sits for meditation and then he writes the entire Ramayana. So Brahmaji spoke to Narada, then Narada comes and gives to Valmiki. Again, Valmiki also after writing, he is also thinking, how do I distribute it? Whom should I teach it? So that time there was no book distribution, means like you cannot distribute it like what we do, the book distribution. So they need disciples to teach and they go and spread it. So when he was thinking like that, Lavakusha comes to just take the blessings. Then he understood these are the right people to propagate this message. So then it is, the first chapter where Narada Muni is giving this executive summary, that is known as Samksheba Ramayana. So there are various Ramayana also, Samksheba Ramayana, Gita Ramayana. Gita Ramayana, somebody else is written within the Ramayana only. Samksheba Ramayana is the executive summary given by Narada Muni. So some people recite it every day, by heart it, so that the Phalastuti. So in the first chapter, end of the first chapter, Narada Muni also gives the Phalastuti, what will happen. We will also read it, you know, once you hear the Ramayana nicely and properly. And then another Ramayana is Gayatri Ramayana. So Narada Muni, Valmiki has written the Ramayana, means the 1 billion is zipped to around 70 verses, then again unzip to almost 24,000 verses. Chaturvimsha Sahasrana. So 24,000 verses and around 500 sargas and six skandhas. Six skanda tata uttaram, he says that. Means actually seventh. So six skanda is till the Pattabhishekam of the Rama, means the coronation of Rama. And then the seventh one, that is the full story, you know, he explained. And the future, what are the teachings and all those things going to happen in the future has been described in the Uttarakanda. That is the seventh one. So some say that it's not 24,000, there are more to that. So some Acharya says there is no to conflict on those things. There can be some, like somebody asks you, what is your age? What will be your answer? Means? 40. 40. So somebody may say, it's not correct, 40. 40 is correct? Huh? What is that? 40 years, 6 months. Is it correct?
Some days will be there, some hours will be there.
So like that. There is a detail, it's okay. So 24,000 is fine. So this is. So some acharyas has taken out this Gayatri Ramayana, says Gayatri also has 24 syllables. Every 1,000 words start with the first letter of the Gayatri. Means I have not studied the entire thing, I am just quoting. Don't ask me questions. I have the verses, all the 24 verses also I have taken out. Just like, you know, how does the Brahma Gayatri start? Tat Savridhar Varenyam, Tat, Ta. So the first words start with Tapa. Tapas Swathyaya Niradam. Like that, every 1,000 words start with the next letter of the Gayatri. Like that. So that is known as Gayatri Ramayana. And also people also, some people read that 24 verses also. So there is, beliefs are there for the people. So the total verse is Chaturvimsha Sahastrani Shlokana Uktavan Rishi Tata Sarga Satan Pancha Satkandhani Tata Uttaram. Means 24,000 verses, then Sarga, 500 Sargas chapters, and then Satkandhani means Kanda, means 6 candos, and one more, Uttaram, means 7 candle, like that. So the details are available that how the various candles are being captured in the Samkshepa Ramayana with within that 70-80 verses, it is also available. That. So this is the basic. So the till the fourth chapter, the Balakanda fourth chapter is the introduction to the Ramayana. So then actually that Valmiki teaches this to Lava and Kusha. And then they goes to various places and recite it very melodiously. They were expert in, they are very, so Valmiki Muni explains the qualities of Lava and Kusha. They are very intelligent people. They had a proper swara, kanta, you know, to recitation. They were studied the Vedangas, which is also part of, you know, music and all those things they studied. And they were saintly also, character. So, once, and from there they went to one of the assembly of the sages. And they were singing it. So the sages were, like even though they all knows, because they were in the kingdom of Rama, they know that story of Rama happened and everything. But the way Valmiki Muni has written it in a poetic form, very, you know, exclusive poetries, we can say that. So they were so happy. And addition, like Shukamukha, like, you know, just like the Bhagavatam coming out of Chukadeva Goswami, the Ramayana coming out of the Lava and Kusha, the people were so, the sages were so mesmerized. You know, then after the recitation is over, as usual, they also offered gift to the speakers. But it's very interesting to note for us what are the gifts they got. Somebody offered him a bark, tree bark. Somebody offered them a copy. Somebody offered them a water pot. That we also get sometimes. Hot, cold. You can see according to the period, you know, the time and place and circumstances, the gift may vary. But the principle of gift giving is there. Right now you may be getting laptops, iPhones. You know, somebody offered them a thread. And somebody offered them a saffron cloth. Like that various, whatever is necessity for them to live on. That we've been given to them. So from there, Bharata also hears it.
And then it comes to the year of Rama. Then Lord Ram calls, invites these two children, Lava and Kusha, and he also tells them, please recite. That's where it is written that, no? Means, unless and until it is Sitaya's Charitam, if it is his own glory, Rama will not try to hear it. So it's the glory of Sita which is explained in the Ramayana very well. And Pulastya Vada means, secondarily it's killed Rama, Ravana also, that is also there for some people, that is secondary matter for that. So now we will, so there is one famous commentator on Ramayana in the Sri Vaishnava Sampradaya, which is known as Govindaraj. So he has, in his commentary, again, after the fourth chapter, in the introduction to the fifth chapter of the commentary, he explains in what is the mood in which one should study the Ramayana. So he takes out 18 important principles of Ramayana, what the Ramayana teaches us, that. So we will see how much we can cover, means at least we will go through the names of the all the 18 principles. So the first one is, the Ramayana teaches us the Paramatma Tattva, the Tattva about the absolute truth, about Lord Ram's position. And the second one is the Upaya, the means to attain him. And third is Kaikarya, means surrender. Upaya is surrender, and how do you surrender actually. And the fourth one is Purushakara, the human aspect of it. And the fifth one is Adhikara. Then sixth one is Adhikara Paratantriya, means, you know, your dependency on the Lord, means resolve to give everything to the God. Then seventh is Bhagavat Paratantriya, dependency on the devotees of the Lord. And the eighth is Artha Panchaka. So it says in Sri Vaishnava system, they have this principle of Artha Panchaka. There are five principles we will discuss in detail when it comes. That a sadhaka should know these five things in, you know, it is very important for a sadhaka to know the five things, the relation between him and the Lord and all those things. We will discuss that when it comes. The ninth one is Akinchanatva. And the tenth one is Acharya Varana, means selecting an appropriate spiritual master. And 11th is Autukanda, means the longing, means, you know, desire to do the devotional service till the far end of our life. And then 12th one is Pravartana, means how does our behaviors as there. You know. 13th is Vasasthana, where should one reside. Then 14th is Narayana Nama Mantra Dvaya. So they have this Narayana Mantra Dvaya. They explains about that. And 15th is the Gayatri. And 16th is Durvijara Parihara, means how to deal with the negativities. 17th is Samsara Jihasa, means, you know, you should not longing to live in this material world. And 18th is Chatushashti Kalayamattu, means like the 64 arts which Vedic scriptures teaches, all the Vedas, Vedangas. So everything is mixed in this Ramayana. So when we are studying Ramayana, so if you keep these references, you can see that so many points comes while various topics have been discussed, these points have been highlighted in the Ramayana. So we will try to see whatever is possible today, what the time permits. So the first one is Paramatma Tattva. So the Ramayana elucidates basically, as we discussed, the Vedanta philosophy. That. So then he explains that there is six symptoms, you know, of a text. Means how do you understand what is the purpose of a text? So in the Vedic discussions, they say that Upakramo samaharo, abhyaso apurva apurvata phalam, artha vadotpatti chalinkam tatparya nirnaye. How do you do the tatparya nirnaya of a text. There are six symptoms, or linga means symptoms or characteristics, you can see that. Upakara and upasamhara. Upakara means, sorry, upakara means upakrama. Upakrama, upasamhara means the start and end portion of the text. And then abhyasa. Abhyasa means that which is repeated in the text. Then apurvada. Apurvada means novelty, what is unique in this text. And the phalam, what is the result the text offers at various places. And arthavada, you know, what does the text always glorify? What is this, is promoting that? And then upapatti means what is it illustrates by various examples and reasoning, logic and reasoning. What is it trying to convey the meanings like? So here upakrama. In the beginning, we have already seen Valmiki is asking very clear-cut questions that who is the supreme, and Narada Muni is giving the answer very clearly that Lord Rama is the supreme personality of Godhead. And then upasamhara also, in the towards the end, in the seventh canto, Uttara Kanda, there is a conversation between Lord Shiva and Brahmaji. So there also Brahmaji reiterates these conclusions like that. So abhyasa. So the point is that Lord Vishnu alone possesses the feature of the Supreme Brahman as described in the Upanishad is repeated throughout the Ramayana. Like in Balaganda, when Lord Brahma approached Vishnu to incarnate son of Dhritarashtra, Dasharatha. So when the Devadas goes to, along with the Brahmaji, they goes to Vishnu to plead to help them from Ravana's atrocities. So it is explained there that, you know, Lord Vishnu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then when Vishwamitra meets, he comes to Ayodhya and asks for, like, you know, I need Rama and Lakshman. There also in that conversation also it has been mentioned again that Rama is none other than the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You know. And then when they are coming back after wedding, having doing the marriage of having the wedding of Rama and Sita, while they are coming back to Ayodhya, they meet Parashara. There also there is a challenge. You know, you broke Shaiva Chapa, so now there is a Vishnu Chapa. Show the strength. So there also it has been shown. So even every kind of, we can see, like, you know, so many places repeatedly it has been mentioned that the Lama is the supreme. Not only the devotees, we can see. Maricha tells Ravana, don't take unnecessarily issues with Rama. He's not an ordinary person. That. Even Tara tells Vali, when they are going for the fight, he's not an ordinary person. Be careful. Mandodari also tells Ravana. So these are just few points I am saying that if you, when you are studying Ramayana, you keep this in mind that so many places repeatedly it comes that yes, he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Various people are offering prayers, you know, it's at various contexts it has been highlighted that way. And then, you know, Apurvata, the entire text is, you know, in the Kavya format, and it's totally different from the previous existing Vedic scriptures, how the Ramayana is being presented in a story form, very poetic way, that way. And phala, the result of surrendering unto Ram, that has been repeatedly, various places, various people are surrendering to the Lord. What is the result they are getting it? And arthavada upapatti, the supremacy of Lord Vishnu over Lord Shiva has been shown at various places, especially that Tripura, what is that? Tripura Dahana. The Trishanku and all those things comes where, you know, he tried to protect that person, and then, so in that incidents, they are like, you know, I think Brahma or demigods has the question, who is supreme? So then Brahma, so Vishnu and Shiva comes, and then Lord Shiva get frauds on completely. The story goes like that. It's detailed. It is there in the Balakanda only, that one. So in short, so Canto 1 means basically the Balakanda reveals that Sri Vishnu is the cause of the appearance of the universe. This is the conclusion of the Acharya. He is right in the concluding part in that. And the Canto 2, which is Ayodhya Kand, you know, he is the cause of the maintenance. He reveals that. And third, in the Aranya Kand, he is the giver of liberation. And then fourth one, Kishkindya Kand, is the possessor of the prosperity of all auspicious qualities. And the fifth, Sundarakanda, is the destroyer of all. And the sixth, he is the knowable through the Upanishads. He is glorified in the sixth canto in that way. Seven, describe him as the cause of the creator of the universe again. So this is the way Ramayana means Adi, Andav, the Mathye, is glorifies that Lord Vishnu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That way. So that is the first point, Paramatma Tattva. Then the second one is, what is the means? Upaya. Upaya means, what is the means? Surrender. So, various characters are there in the Ramayana. So, surrender we know, you know. We have that six aspect of surrenders. Anukulasya, Sangalpa, Pratikulasya, Varjana, Yaksha, Tidhi Vishwase, Goptupte, Varnanam Tata, Atma Nikshepa, Karpanya, Sarnagadi, six things. It's very interesting to note that, you know, these six. So in, so Anukulasya Sankalpa means accepting the things favorable. Pratikulasya Varjanam means rejecting the things which is unfavorable for the devotional service. And Raksha Iti Vishwasa, you know, having the firm faith that Krishna will protect us. Goptrutre Varnanam means feel exclusively dependent on the mercy of the Lord. And Atma Nikshepa, having no interest separate from the interest of the Lord. And Karpanya. Karpanya means feeling very lonely, means lowly, you know, means feeling the insignificancy of our existence, means always feel oneself very meek and humble that way. So Jiva Goswami, in his one of the Sandarbhas, he says that out of this, the most important thing is Gotrute Varnanam, means feel exclusively dependent on the Lord. He says that is not Anga, it is the Angi. That is the surrender point. And everything else is, you know, is Anga of surrender, you can say that. Goptrute Varnanam is the Angi. It describes that. How do you surrender? That feeling exclusively dependent on the mercy of the Lord. That is how Prabhupada translates that. And also Acharya says that there are various modes in which somebody does all those things. Like, right? In the six items, there are five feelings of the devotee is being expressed. Anukulyasya Sankalpa, Pratikulasya Varjanam is like, you know, a devotee is taking a pratiknya, means, wow, I will do that. You know, Rakshayati Vishwasa means the firm faith. The Vishwasa is being done. Goptrute Varnana means Nirbharada, the dependency on the Lord is being expressed. Atma Niksheva means Atma Nivedanam. It's been, the feeling of Atma Nivedanam has been expressed over there. And Karpanya means the mood is Dainya Bhava means. Humility. Dainya Bhava. So that is the mode, Karpanya, that aspect of surrender. Right. So again, at the beginning of the Ramayana only, Valmiki described the Supreme Master and the Lord of all of us is waiting for the opportunity to protect his surrendered devotees. And Devadas approaching him to protect the atrocities. So Devadas, so he said, some of the Acharya says that the Ramayana is actually for making the demigods to surrender to the Lord and engage in devotional service. That is the purpose of Ramayana. Some of the Acharya says that. You know. And then Valmiki also pointed out that while surrendering to the Supreme Lord, one must first submit to his consort also. It is not allowed to directly go and surrender. You need a media, so that also comes in discussion. Then Bharata surrendered to the Lord. Dandakaranya, sages at the Dandakaranya, they surrendered. You know, the incident of the Jayanta, the crow who attacked Sita, finally the protection came. When he surrendered, Lord protected him also. Then Vibhishana, you know, so many devotees taking surrender, and you can see that how to approach, how to get the Lord means. Like even the Trijada and the other Rakshasis, in the Ashoka Vatika, who were actually torturing, when the Hanuman wanted to burn, and when he wanted to give a befitting reply to them against the torturous activity they have done to Sita Devi, but Sita Devi stops, no, don't do that. You know, they actually, Trijada and they protected me. So she gives shelter to them like that. So surrender, if you surrender, the protection is guaranteed. So that is upaya. And the third one is kaimkarya. Kaimkarya means servitude. You know, you say again, Sharanagati, we can say that. Kaimkarya, then generally they use the word kaimkarya for surrender. So we can use the word Sharanagati. So Ramayana also establishes that this means of surrendering to Supreme Personality Godhead should be for the purpose of attaining Him in order to attain the exclusive devotional service unto the Lord. No other desire. Why we do? That is kaimkarya means, and a servitorship. Sharanagati is only to do the devotional service to the Lord means. So he says that, you know, the killing Ravana and all those things are incidental things. The main is to give devotional service, the benefit of devotional service to the devotees of Lord. So Lakshmana in the second canto means when they are before going to the forest, the Lakshmana is also expressing that I also would like to come with you. That he says, Vavamstu sahas vaidyekya girisanushu ramyade. You know, you can enjoy with Sita in the valley and the hills and all the mountain in the forest. You know, aham sarvam karishyami jagrata swapatta chate means, aham sarvam karishyami, I will do everything for you. You know, when you are sleeping or when you are awake, I will do everything for you means. Right? Even Bharata also came and he surrendered. You know, you just at least give me your padukas. I will keep that and I will worship. On behalf of that, I will do the service. Means, but I will not do, as a ruler, I will not do that. As a servant of the Lord, I will do that. And residents of the Dandakaranya, when they saw coming, like, you know, Sita, Ram and Lakshman is coming, by seeing the beauty of the Lord, they all started offering beautiful prayers and appreciating them. And like that. And then Sugriva, Vibhishana. So all these devotees, it is explained in before the when they approached the Lanka before the fight. So when Sugriva and Rama was standing and just planning, Sugriva saw Ravana in the balcony. He was just walking. So Sugriva couldn't control it. He immediately jumped and gone and had a physical fight with him. So, but suddenly then Ravana started using his magical feats. So he started using that Mayavi Shaktis and all those things. Then Sugriva came back. So thinking that if I also use that type of techniques, Lord Ram may not be happy. So Acharyas point out that, so Sugriva is doing these things not as an agreement. Because you killed Valmiki and I have given that, I will help you to recover Sita. He was out of love, he was doing. So he don't want to displease Rama. So that is the attitude Ramayana actually portrays for every episode. Means exclusively he wanted to serve the Lord with love and affections. Means. So there are, the question comes, it also says, Sri Ramayanam Dhirka Saranagati. Means, so Ramayana is an elaborate explanation on how to do surrender. So the question comes is, how do you select whom to surrender? The Ramayana also shows that if you surrender to the wrong person, you will have like that Trishanku, means going to Vishwamitra, taking shelter. Yes, I can give you the Swarga. With the same body, you can go to the Swarga. He create. Finally, everything, he is finished. So whom to take? So Ramayana explains that there need to be three aspects of a person whom we take the surrender. One, the first is he should be capable. Second is he should be compassionate. And third and most importantly, he is accessible. And in Bhagavatam also we can see various shlokas which is explaining these three aspects very and more also. Some shlokas are there, we can see that also. So Rama's capability. So Ramayana explains, why should we take shelter of Ram? So Valmiki at various, some few stories he says about to explain the capabilities of Rama. The first one is, he is breaking Lord Shiva's bow. And the entire narration, all of us knows that narration, that bow was very difficult to lift it. By so many people needed, but he not only lifted and he broken it. But that was the bow of Lord Shiva. And then defeating Parashuram, another Shaktiavesh incarnation from the Lord. He defeated him. And again in the context of Vali Sugriva fighting, that you know the condition was somebody has to pierce that 7 tala trees. So he has done that. Not only pierced it, it's gone and circumambulated and came back to his cure also. That. And then another impossible task of constructing a bridge over the ocean, floating bridge. So there are various incidences shows the capacity, you know, inhuman, you know, the impossible task made it possible only by Lord Ram, means, which reveals his powers. And the compassionate nature. So Jayanta crow, that, you know, he actually attacked Sita. But the moment he surrendered, Lord Ram gave shelter. And the Vibhishana also. He was also coming from the enemy camp. But the moment he surrendered, Lord Tel, take him inside. Another incident is like, you know, even with Sita Devi, that Trijada and the other Rakshasis. The moment they surrendered, okay, shelter has been given to them. So that is compassionate nature. So he doesn't take the revenge at that point of time. Rama's supreme accessibility. So he's, you know, he doesn't have the feeling that, you know, I am the king or, you know, I am the prince or like, you know, any such feelings. Anybody can approach. So in the Ramayana, throughout the Ramayana, we can see various instances where people were easily accessible to Rama and he was also very cordial with them. You know, it's not that they came up, you know, what you want, okay, done, go. No. Having a very proper, nice dealings with them. You know, examples like Guha. So it is, there is no statement in the Ramayana, you can see that, you know, Rama and Guha had a previous interactions. This is the first time he is interacting with Guha at that point of time, but he was very cordial with Shabari, Madanga Rishi's disciple. Very law-born tribal woman. And she was giving the fruit after tasting, and she is giving, which is, you know, not the standard way of offering to a guest. But out of her love, she was offering it, and Lord was accepting all those things. Like, and Sugriva, you know, they all got easily accessibility to the Lord. So in Srimad Bhagavatam, I think in the fifth canto, when Kimpurisha Loka, what is Hanumanji's prayer? That, you know, na janma nunam mahato na saubhagam na vaan na buddhir na kritis tosha hetu tairyat visrishtan apino vanaukaso chakari sakhye badalakshmanagraja. So he's saying that, you know, one cannot establish a friendship with the Supreme Lord Ramachandra on the basis of material qualities. Means, see, so the point here is, I'm trying to say, even though these, they were vanaukasa, they were born in the forest, still Lord was easily accessible to them. In the 11th canto also that verse comes. Kim chitra machyutata vaidata shesha bandhu. Dasyeshu ananya saraneshu yadatma satam. Yorocha yat sakhamrakai swayameisharanam. Srimat kirira tadapirita vadapita yemens. So Uddhava, it's glorified that Srimat kirira tadapirita vadapita. Like Brahma, Indra and others are waiting in line to offer their obeisances and everything. And what Ramchandra was doing? He's telling, you all wait. I'm busy. He's giving his full time to this Vanaras. Because, what was the quality? Ananya saraneshu. Kim chitra machyuta tavedas ashesha bandhu. Daseshu ananya saraneshu. Yadatma sadam. If somebody has taken ananya sarana, an exclusive surrender to the Lord, he will give you, he is easily accessible to you. Means, right? So again, Uthava says, context, Uthava says that, why should one take shelter only of the Lord? Tasmad bhavanda manavadya mananda param sarvagya meesharam akunda vigunda tishnyam nirvinna dhira maghumukhe vrajana pitapto narayanam narasakham saranam prabadye. So he says five characteristics of the Lord. Anavadyam is perfect. So we can keep speaking on even these five topics only for the rest of the class also. Anavadyam. Anantaparam. He is beyond the... So anavadyam is perfect. Means you cannot get a perfect master to surrender other than the Lord. And anantaparam. Anantaparam means he is beyond the boundaries of space and time. Means... like you may be surrendering to somebody in this GEV campus. He may have only influence. You may think, oh, he is the topmost here. I will take shelter, so he will take care of everything. That may be true only for within the campus. The moment you go out or even go to any other temple, who are you? From where you are coming? I don't know who is it. And then you have to again start new things over there. Like we have, in the material world, you have many experiences of that. We take somebody's shelter and finally that person itself is not available because of the time. Kal ka prabhav mein wo nikal gaya. Mastery gayab ho gaya. Kya karenge? So whom do you surrender? Tasmat bhavandam anavadyam ananda varam sarvagyam. Means he is omniscient. He knows everything. Means he knows what is your intentions. What is inside your heart also he knows. But our other masters may not be able to detect what is inside your heart. But Lord can even understand that. And Ishwaram is the supreme controller. And Akunda Vikunda Tishnyam. Finally, he has an abode which has no kundas. Means, I think no other master can afford to have that. Means. So, similarly, the Ramayana also shows that the only person who can take shelter is Rama. He is capable, he is compassionate, he is accessible to the people. Okay, then the fourth one is so Ramayana also says that you need a mediator to surrender. You cannot directly go and to the Lord that, okay, I am here, Lord. I am surrendering now. He won't accept direct entries. Means if you are democratic, you will have problems. You need recommendations. So you need recommendation from a pure devotee. If he recommends, Lord accepts. So, Chaitanya Prabhu also quotes this, some words to, in the context of Pratap Rudra Maharaj, that past times comes, Yome bhakta jana partha, name bhaktascha te jana. Mad bhaktanam ja ye bhaktas, tame bhakta tama mata. Those who are my direct devotees are actually not my devotees. But those who are the devotees of my servant are factually my devotees. So Chaitanya Prabhu is telling Ramananda Rai means. So because Pratap Rudra Maharaj wanted to come and surrender, meet to the Lord Chaitanya. Chaitanya Prabhu was not allowing him. Well, that means he's a Vishayi. He was giving so many excuses. He's a king. How can a sadhu meet or associate with a king. But when Ramananda Rai has been relieved from his ruling responsibility, administrative responsibilities, when he comes to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri and says that, he glorifies Pratapudra Maharaj. He says that king, that Mahaprabhu, the king has given me immediate retirement from my services with full benefit of all the retirement, pension and everything. And he started glorifying Pratapudra Maharaj. So before that, some other devotees, you know, were trying to introduce Pratapudra Maharaj. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not heeding to meet him. But when Ramananda Rai glorified Pratapudra Maharaj, so that's the point Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started accepting. Then when the devotees from Bengal was coming, Pratapudra Maharaj arranging everything for them, the prasad and everything. So by seeing the devotees' recommendation and the service and everything, then finally he got an opportunity to meet. So here also, we can see, like, you know, the Jayanda Crowards, even though he attacked Sita, actually Sita only forgiven, told Rama to kindly forgive him. So Rama has given the shelter to him. And when Vibhishana came, Vibhishana didn't got access directly to Ram. You know? Sarva Loka Saranyaya Raghavaya Mahatmane Nivetayata Maam Shipram Vibhishanam Upasthitam. You know? Vibhishana told Sugriva that, you know, quickly inform the great soul Raghava, the worthy object of surrender of everyone, that I, Vibhishana, has arrived. He didn't tell, you know, just I wanted to meet. You know, you just informed that I just came to surrender at his feet. Then he asks Sugriva and others, okay, what is your opinion? And then finally he says, yes, we can be taken. So it is based on only the recommendation of a proper, of a pure devotee, you get the access. And even Sugriva himself surrendered through Hanuman. He's also already a devotee of the Lord. So, like that. Then the fifth point is the nature of the candidate for this is of the mood of one of servitude and dependency on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So paratantriya and sevata. The servitude is revealed in the behavior of Lakshmana through the statements such as aham asya avarabhrada gunai dasyam upagata kridanchasya bhunjasya lakshmano nama namata. Lakshmana, Hanuman, when they meet at then Lakshmana is introducing to Hanuman, who am I? Like, I am his younger brother, who is famous by the name of Lakshmana, and I have become his servant, for he is grateful and considers little acts of service of great. Means Lakshmana is introducing that I am the servant of Lord Ram. You know why? Because even if I do a simple thing, and he accepts it with very gratitude, in a very grateful way. And even the same thing we can see in Bhagavatam also, when Sudama Vipra gives a little bit of that chipped rice, and Krishna glorifies, there is a verse also, beautiful verse also, Sudama Vipra says that. You know. What is that? Any uske pehle? There is a verse, nice verse comes there. I mean, so even if a person little bit, if you're devoted to even if a little bit, you consider it's a very big thing. But you may do a big thing, you send a very insignificant, like that. He quotes that verse. Then the so again when Lord Ram was about to depart for the Vanavasa, so that time also Lakshmana comes and tells that, please make me your servant. There is nothing inappropriate in this, because my purpose will become fulfilled and your need also become fulfilled. Kurvasva mam anucharam vaidharmyam neha vidyate kritartoham bhavishyami tavacharta prakalpate. Means both of us will be satisfied. Means you make me your servant. Means there is no inappropriateness in that. Means so surrendering and serving to the Lord is the only position we have. That has been shown by Lakshmana and other devotees in that. And the sixth point is Adhikarya Paratantriya, means dependency on the Lord. Means. So it is, you know, the example is being given of Bharata, that Sabhashpa Kalaya Vacha Kalahamsa Swarap Yuva Vilapasya Sabhamathya Jagrahe Chapurohitam. You know, when Vasishtha told that, you know, Rama went to exile and you are supposed to be the next king, then the youthful Bharata, with a voice of Hamsa bird in the midst of the assembly, lamented in a tearful and appealing speech that he even reproached his royal priest as follows. Means, so Bharata couldn't accept that, you know, how can I take the position of my elder brother? Means, I am always his servant. You know, Kadam Dasharataj Jada Bhaved Rajya Apaharaka. Means, how can I take it away? Means, Rajyam Cha Aham Cha Ramasya. Not only the Rajya, even I also is the property of Lord Rama. You know, such statements showing that, you know, you are fully dependent on the Lord for that. So then when Lord Ram came back, you know, so there also, so he offers Lakshmana to be the Yuvaraj, means higher in, like, in a line next to, after Lord Ram coronated as a king, he told Lakshmana, you become the second in charge. Lakshmana refused it. He told, if I do that, it will interfere my service to you. Because I want to be the servant of you. I don't want to take in the administration and all those things. So then Bharata became the second, maybe the Yuvaraj type of thing there. So Acharyas explained that, and you can see the attitude of Lakshmana and Bharata. And Lakshmana was more interested, showing that, you know, he was more eager to do the Vapu Seva of the Lord. But Bharata was interested and more keen of executing Vani Seva of the Lord. Means, it's not to compare for us, but the mood in which they were serving. Lakshmana wanted to be always with the Lord. You know, any personal needs, he wanted to do that. He felt this administrative post may become hindrance to my service, my nature of service. He was ready to relinquish it. That is the mood. So seventh point is the Bhagavata Paratantriya, dependency on the devotees. You know. So the dependency, the Valmiki in the Ramayana, through the activities of Shatrughna and the other devotees, you know, the Valmiki explains that one need to be dependent on a devotee of the Lord, you know, fully surrendered to him rather than directly approaching the Lord. Like, Gacchada Matula Kulam Bharatena Tada Anagha Shatrughno Nitya Shatrughno Nita Preeti Puraskrita. Means, when Bharata went to his maternal uncle's house, the sinless Shatrughna, the destroyer of one's eternal enemies, was also taken by Bharata out of love. So Govindaraj is showing these words that Shatrughna was so dependent on Bharata that wherever he goes, he used to take him with that. So we should be also dependent on the devotees like that. Then the eighth point is Artha Panchaka. You know, they say there are the five subject matters that a person eligible for surrendering should know. That is stated in the Ramayana in, you know, from the beginning to end, we can see that. Prapyasya brahmano rupam praptaschuta parityagatma prapti upayam phalam praptes tata prapti virodicha vatanti sakala veda seithihasa puranaka muneyascha mahatmana veda vedantinaha. Means, vatanti sakala means all the Vedas, itihasas, purana, muneya, mahatmas and vedanti. Everybody is telling that people who want to take Sharanagati should know the five things, like Prapyasya Brahmano Rupam, what is the real nature of the Brahman, means which you are trying to attain, means what is the nature of the Ishvara, who is Ishvara in that. Then Pratushcha Pratyagatma. What is the nature of the Jiva? What is our nature? Means nature of the Lord. And basically, who is the Lord? Who am I? That also. Prapti Upayam. What is the means of attaining that? Phalam Praptes. What is the fruit means, you know, you get by this attaining the Lord. Means devotional service to the Lord. Prapti Virodhi. Finally, what are the obstacles in the process of that surrendering? So that also in detail, you know, described in the Ramayana at various places. Like, then the ninth one is Akinchanatvam. Just we'll run through it 2 minutes. We'll take extra. Akinchanatvam means surrender helplessly and exclusively to the Lord means. So but Ramayana gives, you know, like it says that so deity is other than Lord Rama means deity is like a Brahma and other people. Vishnu takes shelter of it. Like even Lord Ram took shelter of the Varuna, he didn't got any result. But he has to finally take the bow to kill him. Don't take the father. The Sarath, the story explains that. Don't be dependent on your father and others, relatives for that. You have to only take shelter of the Lord. Then Kaikeyi and other shows, even mother also comes. And Vibhishana shows that don't take shelter of brothers and others. They may not be able to help you like that. So means, in short, so the exclusive shelter of the Lord is being promoted in Ramayana. Acharya Varanam means you have to select a Acharya, one of its spiritual master to progress in your bhakti or into the surrender. That role has been shown by Hanuman at various places. Then, Audukantatha means the longing. The longing for the devotional service means as long as you have this material body, means till the death, one should have the strong desire to execute the devotional service. Something similar to Tattena Kambam, Susumekshamano. Means like the devotee is longing, you know, when the mercy of the Lord will come. Means he is not blaming anyone else for any miseries coming to him, but he is very positively looking up to the Lord that till I am in this body, I will serve you. So they give the example also, like, you know, the Sita is like the Jiva, and Lanka, Ravana, and there is represented by the our 10 senses. You know, it is in the cage, so Ram comes and, you know, so like that analogies are also being given that. The 12th one is Pravartana, the behavior. Ramayana also teaches us that as long as the body of a person functions, he should carry out his duties like Rama and others who follow, not like Ravana. So what is the example we should follow? We should follow Ram and his devotees, not Ravana and his associates. So, Vasasthana. Where should one reside? We should reside somewhere. Again, that comes as the Panjanga said, the Madhura Mandale Nivasa. So similarly, wherever the devotees are there, there you should say Ayodhya Vasis. And the benefit is they will get the associate devotees and Krishna, the Lord will take care of them. And Narayana Mantra Dvaya. So they have two mantras like Sriman, Narayana Charano Charanam Prabhadye, Srimade Narayanaya Nama. So one should pass his time in studying Ramayana for explaining the meaning of this. Means how to take shelter of Lord Ram, in essence. So it is also given how various cantos are giving in this explanation. Then Gayatri Mantra, which I already touched upon, how the 24,000 verses, you know, every 1,000 verses touching on the first letter of the Gayatris. That. Then Durvichara Parihara, stay away from deviant philosophies or negative attitudes, we can say that. Basically Charvaka, Buddhism and all of these philosophies, you know. So Jabali and others gives advice to Rama. Go back. But he was not ready to do that. So by that he is showing that you should be very clear what type of philosophy we should take shelter of. samsara jihasa. Jihasa means desiring to give up samsara, this material existence. You know. So there shows that even Ramayana shows that even great souls undergo calamities. So don't be attached to be in this material world. As soon as possible, you try to get out of this place. You know. Sita got kidnapped. Ram and Lakshman also got bound by that Indrajit Bana. Hanumanji also got affected by that. You know. Even, what to speak, Rama himself loses his kingdom. So there are various things we can see that the devotees, maybe you know, good standing devotees, surrendered devotees, they also may undergo so many difficulties in their calamities in their life. And the 18th one is the 64 item, the arts mentioned in the Ramayana, in the Shastras. All those things are mentioned at various places in the Ramayana. Okay. Like the yagyas and details. So these are, from tomorrow onwards we are going to study in detail the Ramayana by various devotees are going to do class. So we can keep these 18 principles in back of our mind so that we can also take the inspiration. What is the cardinal principles Ramayana teaches us? Okay. Thank you very much for your kind audience. Jai Granthraj Srimad Ramayanam ki jai. Jai Ram Navi Maha Mahotsav ki. Srila Prabhupada ki.